Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this lovely Sunday morning with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, medium wave 154. Sorry, Sunday afternoon with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, medium wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting program. I'm so used to saying Sunday morning. The time used to be morning before, but now it's afternoon, so we got to get used to that again, and that is why the promo also went out, the wrong promo went out, but inshallah we'll rectify that and we'll get the correct promo with the times sorted out, inshallah. But other than that, alhamdulillah, on a Sunday afternoon, we are trying to get ourselves, or getting onto our feet on a Sunday afternoon, getting to get the listeners out there to get used to the timing also, inshallah. If Allah wills, things will happen and things will change accordingly. And that's the way it is. Our SMS line is always 0727865520, 0727865520. And also on Instagram, Globetrotting25. You can follow us on Globetrotting25. Yes. So let us see what happens from there. Inshallah, from we're looking at, we're already at the end of November. We just got 2 or 3 weeks left to get into the holiday season, the holiday period. And let us see what happens then. And lots of people going away this year. With all the difficulty, we find lots of people still going away. Alhamdulillah, through the grace of Allah, things are happening. And that's the way it is. People have, lots of people have booked in advance. And those last minute, I would say those that are looking for booking at the last minute, you have unfortunately lost the boat. Time is running out, and time has almost run out when it comes to your pricing of your ticketing for international travel. You are sure to pay the exorbitant prices. When I talk of exorbitant prices, we talk of prices that have gone up almost, I think it's 3 times. So you have unfortunately missed the boat. There are just a few, I think there are a few people that are booking currently who's trying to get this, quite well, according to the agents that I'm talking to, they are booking, they are trying to book, they are trying to get seats, but it's difficult. You are probably on a standby, waiting for cancellations and then getting on flight for wherever you want to go. But inshallah, if Allah wills, and if it's planned for you to go, you will definitely get on flight. Even though you're paying 3 or 4 times more, but you will get on flight. And you will get somewhere or wherever you want to go, inshallah. But more than that, if you plan on going locally, driving around locally, when it comes to Southern Africa, that's the way it is. You can do that by car and you can go around locally. And this was a sad week, this past week. If you know Maulana Mohammed Patel from Mayfair, he was unfortunately gunned down and he passed on virtually immediately. He was a man of stature, I would say. A man, a different type of a human being. I knew him personally. In fact, he taught my daughter in Islamic school also. And he was just a unique human being. Personal friend and somebody that, you couldn't fathom this person. He was such a wonderful person. He's, lots of people ask how is he connected to Kempton Park, because there was mention of Kempton Park. He's celebrated by his nephew and son-in-law, alhamdulillah. And Salibai from Boundary South, very well known. And it's very, very sad. But these things happen. We must make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah protect us. And Allah make it easy for one and all out there. Allah protect every human being from these, I would call atrocities. And these are atrocities. Allah save us from that. Allah save us from getting in or being taken down by these people, these criminals, for no apparent reason. They just want a car, they just want a cell phone, they probably want 20 rand, they probably want money for drugs, things like that. Allah protect us all, inshallah. Allah make it easy for one and all. Allah grant Maulana high stages in Jannah, inshallah. Allah make it easy for Maulana, for wherever he is, and for his stature. Allah opens the doors of Jannah for him, inshallah. Allah make it easy. Allah protect us all, inshallah. Our SMS line, 072-786-5520. 072-786-5520. And our Instagram page, Instagram handle, Globetrotting 25. One word, Globetrotting 25. I'm so excited to post pictures. We're going to Vietnam, inshallah, with the tour. And while we're there, we're going to be posting pictures of Vietnam firsthand. People that have, many, many people have asked about that country, asking me why Vietnam. I've mentioned it over the last 6, 7, 8 years already. Beautiful place. But we are going to be sharing our holiday with you, inshallah, on Globetrotting 25 on Instagram. Join us, and inshallah, you will be with us while we're on tour and while we're touring Vietnam, inshallah. So we are leaving on the 17th of December, come back around about the 29th, and that will be one stunning holiday, inshallah. And for those that would like to go, you better plan yourself and get moving, inshallah. You should get going and plane, whatever it is. But like I say, at the moment, ticket pricing is ridiculous. Somebody called me this week on Tuesday, Wednesday. He's trying to go around about the 30th of December. He wants to fly out to Vietnam, come back around about the 10th or 11th. And wherever he's checking out for pricing of tickets, it's like 15.5, 16, 16.5, 17 on Etihad, 19,000. So it's gone up really, really, really high. Is from what it was about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, when we could get tickets for about 6.5, 7, 7.5 thousand rands. But that's the way it is. You snooze, you lose. That's what happens when it comes to international flights. Now, today I want to talk to you about scuba diving. There are people that are going to islands, people going for holiday to different destinations where you will get coastal cities. And when you get there, you find that the tours that you're going to be taking, many, many, many of these far eastern countries, you have lots of tours taking you for scuba diving. Now, to do scuba diving, it's not just that you jump into the ocean and you go and you move and you get done. There's an art of doing that. There's the way of doing scuba diving. And scuba diving is something which you have to do a course and have license for doing that. You cannot just jump in and say, I want to start doing scuba diving. There's a course that you've got to follow. Finish the course. You are accredited by a certain company. There's 2-3 companies that accredit you, worldwide recognized. So you take your card and you present it, and then you're allowed to do scuba diving. Alternatively, they do have crash courses in some of these far eastern countries. The crash courses that you're going to have, you'll have a crash course, and with that, they will take you into the ocean to do scuba diving with a dive master that will be guiding you and controlling you while you're there. So that can help also. But when it comes to scuba diving, it is an activity in which you swim underwater for extended periods using self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Scuba, meaning self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. That's the word, acronym for scuba. And scuba diving is an excellent way to see some of the most beautiful sights. You get tropical coral diving sites with a colorful sea life. And they are the most famous, but other scuba diving attractions include tropical and temperate rocky reefs, shipwrecks, caverns and caves. You have all the different types. You have lots of time, especially in the Far East. I've done quite a few different countries in the Far East when it comes to scuba diving. You'll find there, especially in the Far East, you'll find lots of corals, especially in Thailand. I think, from all my experiences, I've done South America, I've done quite a few islands, I've done the Far East, I've done Southern Africa, but I found the best to be Thailand, especially off the coast of Phuket. I think that was the best. I went into Vietnam, I did scuba diving there. I haven't done scuba diving up north in Ha Long, but I plan on doing scuba diving in Ha Long this time when we go, inshallah. But I did it in Nha Trang. I would still say that the best was in just off the coast of Phuket. You go right into, they call this, the area is called James Bond Island. They take you out there and they drop you into the ocean. It's not very far from the beach area you go in, but you have those mountains which are in the ocean. Now listen to this. You have those mountains that are, if you look from the beach, you'll see all little mountains in the ocean. Those mountains are, I would say, in diameter probably about 100 meters in diameter, 50 meters in diameter, some of them 200 meters in diameter, but they're protruding like a sharp point above the ocean. And in the water, they continue right to the ground. And you can only imagine, when you get into the waters, as you drop yourself, you are now looking on the side of the mountain. So you are scuba, you are doing scuba upright sometimes. While you do, you're probably swimming flat, there are times when you lift your head up and it's like as if you are in a standing position. And you're looking at the corals, you're looking at the sea life, and you're looking at the fish that are enjoying themselves amongst the corals against the side of that mountain while you're underwater. And that is when you should make the most amount of zikr to the Almighty Allah and say, Ya Allah, what kudrat is this? Allah has created such beauty, amazing beauty, in the waters of this world. And when you go down there and you look at that, you see the sea urchins, you see there are so many different types of corals, and you see all those small little fish that are nibbling on those corals and are swimming in between the live plant life in the ocean, alongside that mountain. How beautiful is that? That is the picture of scuba diving in Phuket, at the James Bond Island. That is now beautiful. Scuba diving can also be a very relaxing sport. In many places, it is very beginner friendly. So if you want to start off on any island and you want to do scuba diving, it's definitely beginner friendly for you. You will enjoy it first time around, that's for sure. And many dive sites are accessible under the care of an instructor after a short briefing and training dive, which you then just immediately, they will give you a temporary license for you to dive. You can learn to dive far more quickly than you can learn snow sports, for example, and a high level of fitness and strength is also not necessary. You've got to be a little bit, you've got to have a little bit of, I would say, stamina in you to get underwater. You've got to be very relaxed when you go in, when you're doing scuba diving. It is also suitable for people with a number of physical disabilities. When I can remember very clearly when we did scuba in Ponta do Ouro, southern part of Mozambique, there was a person that was with us in the group that had some muscular problems on the ankle. They had muscular problems, and some doctors had mentioned that you do scuba diving to strengthen that particular muscle. It's sort of a muscular dystrophy. And this person had like a loose foot. And this particular woman was told that you do scuba diving, but you got to do scuba diving quite a bit just to strengthen that particular muscles of your foot from your knee down. And believe me, it made a difference in the person's life. So the disability that the person had was like, it's to an extent muscular dystrophy. Scuba diving assists in that. As long as you can use the breathing equipment and you are able to successfully propel yourself underwater, you may be able to dive. The ones we went to Mozambique for diving, and it was so unique that I found that when in that particular area, there were, because it's the southern part of Africa, we find lots of people just stone's throw going across to Ponta do Ouro, and you will find that there are thousands of scuba divers, particularly in Ponta do Ouro. And alhamdulillah, when it comes to going that part of the world, you'd find lots of students coming there. What they do is they do their courses in inland, where we are here. There's different schools, Eden Vale, you get in Benoni, all around that side even. You do your courses here. Then you do a dive at the Bass Lake or wherever it may be. But then they take you out into the ocean to really experience scuba diving. Because it's so near from Johannesburg, you go to Ponta do Ouro, which is a beautiful site, warm waters, take you out there. Perfect to enjoy. Perfect to have a good time. And a scuba diver usually moves around underwater by using swim fins attached to the feet. Compressed air carried in back-mounted cylinders is inhaled through a demand regulator and then exhaled into the water adjacent to the tank. Scuba diving may be performed for a number of reasons, both personal and professional. Now you'll find many times people are doing professional scuba diving, probably for the government, probably for research. You get them doing scuba diving for research of plant life, research of underwater, when it comes to when they're doing some scientific researches and so on, they would do scuba diving. Alternatively, for personal recreational diving, you can, that's amazing. Recreational diving is performed purely for enjoyment and has a number of distinct technical disciplines to increase interest underwater, such as cave diving, wreck diving, ice diving, and deep diving. The ones we did diving, there was a bus underwater, but they put the bus specifically there for scuba divers, and we did a scuba dive in the bus. They have windows on the side, but they have one or two windows which are broken off, just in case you want to get out of there. If you feel claustrophobic sometimes, you want to get out of there, and then you can go out from the side, but they make sure that you don't just go out from the side. You go in from the front of the bus, you go into the bus, it's a double-decker bus, you swim through with your gear, they make you go downstairs of the double-decker bus from the steps that are there, try and maneuver your way through, just to make you a professional in underwater bus or cave diving or equipment diving. That's what they do. So you can imagine how beautiful that is. Now you are in a bus underwater, and you're maneuvering your way where you must be in the center of the bus, where you don't hit your head to the top or your feet to the bottom. They obviously take the seats out, and you have to do that. Beautiful. There are professional divers involved with the water itself, such as underwater photography, underwater filming divers who set out to document the underwater world, or scientific diving, including marine biologists who do that, the marine biology, geology, hydrology, oceanography and underwater archaeology. Many, many different things you can do. Because the diver's nose and eyes are covered by a diving mask, the diver cannot breathe in through the nose except when wearing a full face diving mask. That's something totally different again. However, inhaling from a regulator's mouthpiece becomes second nature very, very quickly for yourself, because that's the only way you're going to breathe. Your nose is closed, and that's the only way you're going to breathe. You have to control your buoyancy. That's very, very important. For those that are going out to islands now, and if you feel that you are just going to go there to relax and chill out on the beach, my advice, try out scuba diving. First of all, do some snorkeling on the beach. Get used to snorkeling where you have to breathe through the pipe, with your pipe sticking out of the water, with your mask on, or some people call it the goggles. You put that on with a mouthpiece. You swim on the surface of the water, look into the ocean, and you just swim across to get used to the feel of breathing through your mouth. You do it like that. And then thereafter, when you're doing scuba diving, if you are on the islands and you want to do scuba diving, try and get hold of one of the companies, local companies there, get involved with them, do the scuba dive. I'm telling you, these islands that you have, many a times people just go to the islands just to relax. Try it out. It is unique. It's out of this world. It's not something that you got to break a leg for. It is, believe me, it is simple. Especially when you go down in the water. You don't have to go for the full 45 to 60 minutes. You can go in for 10 or 15 minutes just to get the feel of it. I'm telling you, if you start off first of all with the 15 or 10 or 15 minutes, you will want to stay on until you feel that you finish your air up and you want to come back, which is between 45 and 60 minutes. That's how long it takes for that cylinder to empty out, depending on your oxygen, depending on how fast you breathe, depending on how relaxed you are underwater. Very important that when you go underwater, be very, very relaxed. Don't get nervous. Don't splash your hands around. Fold your arms and just flip your way through and relax. Sometimes you'll find there's underwater currents which are pushing you, and they push you quite fast. So you've got to be under control, and you've got to control your own equipment from pushing you away. So you probably, I would say you travel sidewards, or you travel, most of the time they will tell you try not to travel against the current. Because if you're traveling against the current, you are going to be using more air and you're going to go very slow. But if you go with the current, you'll go far, you travel in a distance. But when you go with the, sometimes, many a times people would ask, that what if I get lost underwater? What happens is, when the dive master go with you, they have a buoy, so they have a rope which they take down with them. On the other end of the rope, there's a balloon, which that balloon stays on the surface of the water. And as you move along, the balloon will move with you. And the skipper that's on the boat on the surface of the water will obviously follow that balloon, so he knows exactly where you are at the bottom of the ocean. If there's a high current at the bottom pushing you, as that balloon moves, the skipper will move with the boat very, very slowly. Alternatively, the skipper will stay one place not to make a noise and disturb the fish under while you are there. They will wait for you, so they will be quite far away, and they will monitor that particular buoy or that particular balloon, we'll call it. And then as they see that it goes very far away, they switch on, they come closer to it, and they switch off again, and wait for you to move on again. And if you're very far, they come back just to make sure that they're with you. Because what happens is, if you have any issues or any problems underwater, sometimes people get nervous and they just want to come up again. So once they come up, they lift their hands up. The skipper knows exactly, okay, the person is up there. He comes, he takes the person, put them in the boat, wait for them until all the other divers come back together and come onto the boat, and then go off. But it is beautiful. Also in Durban, you have at Amkomas, we did some scuba diving there, but there is beautiful, because there you swim amongst the sharks, the regulated shark, which are not dangerous, and amongst dolphins. We've done that, and that is a unique experience. Only problem there is there are choppy waters when you're going in, and by the time you reach the place of where you want to do your dive, you are already almost sometimes seasick, and you start vomiting and so on. But if you can control that part of it, you'll thoroughly enjoy it. So if you are going to Durban also and you feel you want to do that, I feel you can really, really have a great time and enjoy yourself on that side. But we'll continue right after the break.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. If you just joined us, you're listening to myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548 on the Globe Trotting program this Sunday afternoon, lovely Sunday afternoon, end of November already. And I say end of November already, this year has truly flown past us. And we are already end of November. People have now already started the preparation of packing bags, not preparation for holidays, preparation of packing bags to get to their holiday destinations. And inshallah, I hope each one of you enjoy yourselves and have a good time. And like I always say, and I always said, do not forget your Islam. When you go to any part of the world, if you put your musalla down to make your salat at its appropriate time, nobody's going to stop you. They're not going to lock you up. They're not going to kill you. They're going to probably, some of the countries, they're going to just stand and look at you to see what are you doing. But there are people around the world that never knew what Islam was, and they are now familiar with Islam because of the adverse publicity of Islam. So wherever you go in the world, they know something about Islam. They would also question you about your salat when you're reading namaz in probably at an airport or somewhere, and they'd come and ask you some questions. It happened to us. And that is the time where you can give your da'wah. That is the time where you can give your input. And if that is the case, your holiday is being sorted out in the eyes of Allah. When I say that, I mean you are now in the path of Allah by doing so. And you are just being blessed for being on holiday. So inshallah, Allah make it easy, and we protect our salat while we're on holiday. We should do that. We were told there was a group that went in this year to Vietnam, and unfortunately they were told that you cannot read namaz anyway. It's difficult to read namaz anyway. Believe me when I tell you, the person that told me that, I said, please don't fool yourself. Whoever you went with and told you that you cannot read namaz anyway is just lying to you, because we do it. We've been going so many times, and we do it. We read namaz in parking lots, we read namaz on the beach, we read namaz on the way from one city to the next. We stop and we'll probably read namaz. It is namaz time. Nobody stops us. Nobody tells us anything.
and nobody locked us up till today. So whoever said that, believe me, I mentioned to him that that is utter nonsense. It's absolutely not true. You are allowed to read namaz. Nobody can stop you from reading namaz. So do that. And that's the way it is. Take your Islam with you. And inshallah, you, one of you, one and all of you, have a good time, inshallah, and enjoy your holidays. All those listeners out there who contacted me during the year for their advisors of different countries that they wanted to go to, asked me for different advice and information of different countries, and finally booked and are now going for that particular holiday to that particular destination that we try to assist you with. Alhamdulillah. Please remember us in your du'as while you are there. And I hope you enjoy yourself. And those listeners that I couldn't help with certain places, there were some of the questions were just unreal. Believe me when I tell you, unreal. People ask me lots of times, people ask me different questions, especially when over the morning show, I used to get lots of listeners contacting me in the morning. And after my program, at least an hour after my program, I used to be on the line with listeners, advising different places, different destinations. And some listeners used to ask me some real silly questions. But you got to answer them. To me, it may have sounded silly. So I had a question, in particular not so long ago, about food in a certain country. And I said, you will get halal, but you'll get halal in certain places. There's a masjid in certain area. Around there, there's restaurants. They want to know what certification has that restaurant got to sell halal food. Who's the certifying body? And when that certifying body gives the certification, are they legit? Now, all that questions I cannot answer. Those questions, unfortunately, if you ask me about Sanha in South Africa, I'll give you the number and say, yes, Sanha, you can contact them and they will give you the information. Now, certifying bodies like that, I cannot give answers to that. So, unfortunately, when I say silly questions, that's what I meant. Those type of questions. But, in a nice way, which is, unfortunately, we cannot answer you that way. When you get there, please go check it out for yourself. Maybe you can go to the neighbor tours and go check it for yourself. That will help you with the halal food. What else can I say? That's the way it is. But we do get questions like that. Anyway, be that as it may, that's the way some people would like to ask questions, and some people just ask to be, just to see my response, maybe. But anyway, that's the way it is. Our SMS line 072-786-5520, and our Instagram handle globetrotting25. One word, globetrotting, the number 25. That's our Instagram handle. Follow us and you're going to be seeing beautiful pictures within the next month, inshallah, from Vietnam. Now, we were talking of scuba diving. If you're going wherever you're going, to whichever island you're going, if you're going to Seychelles, Mauritius, Zanzibar, Maldives, alternatively, if you're going to the western side, up north, it's going to be cold, and I don't think you're going to be doing scuba on that side. But if you're going on the eastern side, you're going to the far east, you still can do scuba diving. The waters are quite warm. The whole of the far east, the waters are warm. You can do scuba diving on that side. And you will have a good time, inshallah. So if you are going that side and you want to do scuba diving, the word scuba means, or it comes from, it's derived from the word self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Self for S, C contained, U underwater, B breathing, A apparatus. Scuba. That's what it means. So you are now being a fish underwater with your own oxygen, underwater and enjoying fish life, or marine life, I would say. What you should do, if you are going to be doing scuba diving, ask your dive master. If you are allowed, normally the dive master would do it, but ask the dive master if you are allowed to take with you a bit of bread or rolls or something like that, which you must break up in pieces, something which is not so soft, it will just disintegrate as you fall into the water. And you go with that. And as you're moving along, you drop crumbs of bread while you're swimming or while you're doing scuba. Imagine that picture, that you are swimming with fish around you, or you're doing your scuba with fish around you. How beautiful is that? Just pray that a small little shark don't come for the blade crumbs of yours. But anyway, be that as it may, you will have a good time. You wouldn't just find sharks anywhere, especially when they take you for scuba. They won't just take you to places where you'll find many, many sharks or something. It's all controlled. The dive master is there to take you through. Now, another thing which you have to do is you have to learn buoyancy. Now, what is buoyancy? Buoyancy is controlling yourself, because remember something, when you go for scuba diving and you do scuba diving, you go down with weights. You have a weight belt that you put around your waist. Now, sometimes, depending on your weight or depending on how you control yourself, sometimes you would go with weights that when you're a newcomer into scuba diving, you'll need more weights to stay down. So you put your weights around on the belt around your waist. Sometimes you need about 10 kilos, sometimes 12 kilos. Some people go up to 15 kilos, but it's advisable to go lesser so that you don't use so much of oxygen. And you have a weight belt. You go down with your weight belt, and you have your gear that you have can be inflated. So if you want to come back up again, you inflate your gear and you come up slowly, slowly, slowly. Well, you are taught how to do it, so you do it accordingly. So you have weight belts that you use to go down, and how you control yourself with all that. Now, that is controlling your buoyancy underwater. So you release air and you go further down, or you fill air in your, I would call it your so-called jacket, that you fill air in there and you come up again slowly. So once you find that you're coming too high, you release air again and you go down, because your weights take you down. And that's how you control your buoyancy. And to dive safely, you must be able to control the rate of descent and ascent in the water, ignoring other forces such as water currents and swimming. The diver's overall buoyancy determines whether he ascends or descends. Equipment such as diving, weighting systems, diving suits, wet, dry, or semi-dry suits are used depending on the water temperature. The buoyancy compensators, that can be used to adjust the overall buoyancy. When divers want to remain at constant depth, they try to achieve neutral buoyancy. Now, if you're an open water one diver, they wouldn't allow you more than 18 meters underwater. That's maximum that you're going to go to. And that, when you achieve neutral buoyancy, it minimizes the air or the gas consumption caused by swimming to maintain depth. Divers who are neutrally buoyant at one dive destination, example a freshwater lake, will predictably be positively or negatively buoyant when using the same equipment at destinations with different water densities. That's if you're looking, for example, tropical coral reefs, seawater, salt water, it will be more difficult for you to descend when you are in salt water, whereas if you are in fresh water, it's easier for you to drop. Now, salt, we know salt water keeps you up. So there, your weights also, you have to adjust your weights accordingly. So the weights that you use in the lake will probably be less than the weights that you will use in the ocean. Diving suits made of compressible materials decrease in volume as the diver's descends and expand again as the diver ascends, causing buoyancy changes. Diving in different environments also necessitates adjustment in the amount of weight carried to achieve neutral buoyancy. The diver can inject air into dry suits to counteract the compression effect and the squeeze. And buoyancy compensators allow easy and fine adjustments in the diver's overall volume and therefore buoyancy. The open circuit diver's changes in the diver's average lung volume during the breathing cycle can be used to make fine adjustments on buoyancy. Now remember something, if you're going underwater, you take a balloon for example. You pull a balloon in a swimming pool, and as you pull the balloon in the swimming pool, you'd find that the water pressure is pressing it in, and it will become tight. And as you go higher up, it will expand like that your lungs are. The way when you go down, remember you got to go very slowly, very, very slow you go down, because you got to adjust yourself, adjust your body, adjust your lungs. So you go slowly down. Once you adjust it properly, when you're coming back up also, you're going to come up for 2 meters or so, you stop, adjust yourself, you come up again another 2 meters, you breathe a bit, you relax a little,
and you come up slowly, slowly, slowly to the top. You don't just go down 18 meters and you come shooting up 18 meters, because then you'll blow yourself up. It can't happen because of the way our bodies Allah has created. So we got to look at, we got to be very careful with that. But it's done beautifully. It can be done, alhamdulillah. And it's lovely. So the reason why I'm talking of scuba diving in particular today, is there are a few listeners that are going, or those that contacted me, going out to islands in particular, and asked me about what do you do on an island. And I thought, you know, we have the tendency of sitting on the beach and swimming in front, and that's the way it is. Experience more than that. Don't only go in the glass bottom boat or whatever. You have canoes, use the canoes, go in. You'll find many of these beach islands, the beach resorts on islands, having non-motorized water sports included in your package that you go with. And when you have that, you have snorkeling equipment that they'll give you. They'll give you probably canoes. They'll give you those surfboards. They'll give you all those things. Then they will tell you that you have motorized water sports, which the motorized water sports are jet skis, and you have all those kind of equipment, probably small little motorboats and so on. You're going to use those things to get into the ocean, and that you pay for separately most of the time. And then you can do, when it comes to doing all those things, you have water skiing lessons from the hotels that they will offer, which you pay for separately. Experience those things. When you go to these places, experience those things. You may not do it when you're back home, but while you are on holiday and you are relaxing on the beach, I would say, go and experience that and have a time, because it's something that you want to remember. When you come back, you will remember that. Like I was explaining to you, when I went into Thailand in Phuket, from many things that we did, in particular, I remember the scuba dive. It was out of this world. And another one also I think it was the one in Brazil, the coldest part of Brazil, the southern part of Brazil, we went and we did a scuba dive. Although it was summer, but the water was extremely cold. And we went and we did that scuba. Beautiful. There again, you find something totally different in the ocean. You find different ocean life as compared to warm waters. You'll find differences in cold waters. And then also in Seychelles, you'll find there's something totally different again. The waters are not very deep from where you're going to be in. If you're doing scuba diving, sometimes you'll go down only about 8 or 10 meters, sometimes 7 meters, but what you would see is unreal. Underwater life, unreal. You can never imagine that a plant can eat a fish, which you will see underwater. That you look at it as a normal plant, but as small little fish sometimes get trapped into those things, and you just see the plant closing up completely. Next best thing, the fish is gone. Qudrat of Allah. So when you see things like that, it's just amazing. Beautiful, alhamdulillah. Now, diving masks, and you'll find the diving mask will solve your problem, because you can see clearly with the diving masks, and it will solve the problem by providing an airspace in front of the diver's eyes, which you can obviously see then properly. The refraction error created by the water is mostly corrected as the light travels from water to air through the flat lens, except that the objects appear approximately 34% to 25 to 34% bigger and closer. So you just got to be very careful about that. It will look different because it's magnified underwater. And in salt water, it is even more. Therefore, total field of view is significantly reduced, and eye-hand coordination must be adjusted accordingly, because you will think that your hands are just in front of you, in the meantime it's further away. Like that. Alternatively, it will look closer, although it's further away. You have all that. As a diver descends, he must periodically exhale through his nose to equalize. Now that is important. You blow out through your nose so that your ears, when you're flying in the plane also, you'd find that as you're going up, you continually just press your nose and blow out. And by doing so, you close your mouth, press your nose and blow, so the bubble in your ears just pops as you're going up because of pressure. Now you have the
opposite pressure as you're going up in space when you're flying in a plane, and while you're going underwater, you have a different type of pressure, which also you got to control your ears. So you got to blow out and control your ears. But once you're used to it, you don't have to press your nose or anything. You just it's just natural. As you're going along, your nose is tight on the mask, and you just blow. You just pop your ears as you're going down once you get used to it. So that is something which you got to look at also all the time. And then you have, there's a technique of doing it. So you got to do the lessons in doing that so that you have the art of doing it, I would say. There's scuba diving sites you can do in Egypt, which is, if you go to the Red Sea, I would say the best. You have there, then you have in Kenya and Mombasa, beautiful also. Madagascar's got, Malawi is landlocked, but you do it in Lake Malawi. Beautiful freshwater diving. Mauritius, well known for scuba diving. Mozambique, also well known for scuba diving, especially the southern part of Mozambique. You get Ponte do Ouro, and then you get Malongane, Ponte Mamoli, and you get lots of others. Then you get Tofu Beach in Mozambique. You get Vilanculos, Pesaruto, Nacala Bay, Memba Bay, Ilha de Mozambique. You get many, many in Mozambique. Many. Pemba also. Then you have Seychelles. Seychelles is a group of 115 islands. Only a few inhabited in the Indian Ocean that lie off the coast of East Africa, northeast of Madagascar. There also scuba diving is very, very popular. Obviously, South Africa, well known for scuba diving. We have the Sardine Run sometimes. Then you have Umkoma, Sodwana Bay, Knysna, Mossel Bay, Plettenberg Bay, Port Alfred. Other diving destinations will include Arniston, East London. Hans Bay is also good. There you do cage diving for white shark, the white shark cage diving. Hermanus, Jeffreys Bay, Margate also. Titsikama also you can do. Then you have the inland diving sites, which is around us here. You have Bass Lake. Then you have Pusmanskat. You have Miracle Waters. You have Wonerhat. You have lots of different ones here. Then you have in Tanzania. Asia has got many, many, many. And then you have Indonesia, Jordan, Malaysia. Yeah, you can go around the world and do that. So it's how you experience and what you do. You can really, really have a great time. So if you are going to one of these islands, experience some of the scuba diving. And when you come back, share some of your experiences with us if you don't mind. You can SMS me on 072 or WhatsApp me on 072-786-5520 or my Instagram handle, globetrotting25. And we will be sharing pictures with you also, inshallah. So that's the way it is. We're already end of November, inshallah. Let's see next week what happens. But like I said, inshallah, on the 17th, we're leaving for Vietnam. We'll share lots of pictures with you. Be with us. Stay with us. And you will enjoy with us while you're in the comfort of your home. From myself, Muhammad Lambat, until next week, same place, same time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.